Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the day thus far. Since we entered into this auditorium this morning, have you seen your Almighty God made manifest in our midst? We thank you for the Sunday school program. We thank you very much for the gospel in simplicity, the main service this morning. We thank you very much, O Lord. Know that your word can never, never return to you void, for you watch is over that word to perform it. Thank you very much for the blessings. We pray, O Lord, our God, that the blessings will be permanent in the lives of each and every one of us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you very much for the food you gave unto us in the physical to eat, and a little time to rest our bodies, our conversation, and one thing or the other. We are gathered again for this afternoon's forgiving in service. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the hymns and the chorus that we rendered, O Lord, the special numbers. We thank you for your blessings to prepare the hearts of your people. Thank you for the song leader. May you come to help him and each one of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
O Lord, our God, we look up to you. Father God in heaven, may you help me, O Lord. Help the interpreter with me. Take man completely out of the way. May this congregation look away from man, look away to Jesus.
Amen.
Help me, O Lord, our God. Have your way, Father. We pray, O Lord, our God, that one word from you, Heavenly Father, we mean a lot, O Lord, our God, to the hearts of your children. Grant it, Father.
Amen.
One small help, and do our family over there, O Lord. Abakatari, you see this one more time, O Lord, if he's on his way now, we pray that you bring him back to us safely, Lord.
Amen.
Glorify your name everywhere your people are gathered. Manifest your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When the convention is closing, back there in Kaduna, Ekiti, other parts of the country, oh Lord our God, this one more service with them. Lord, may it change the situation of things, lives of your people.
Amen.
May the people go back to their destination, so Lord our God, having met with you and you have met with them, oh Lord, that, oh Father, their lives will not be the same anymore.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord. Heal the sick in the soul. Heal the sick in the body.
Amen.
Help us in this Christian journey. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let us turn our Bible again to St. Mark chapter 10. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter
10.
We are reading verse
28.
Are we all there? Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee.
Nígbà náà ni Pétérù bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wí fún un pé, Wo, àwa ti fi gbogbo nǹkan sílẹ̀, àwa sì tọ̀ ọ́ lẹ́yìn.
May the Lord bless his word this afternoon to our heart again.
Olúwa bùkún ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sí ọkàn wa ní ọ̀sán yìí.
God bless you, please be seated.
Olúwa bùkún fún yín, ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
By the grace of God, we want to look briefly because of this little time before us.
Nitori akoko kere to wa niwaju wa.
Our sermon, forsaking all.
Tesiwaju ninu iwasu wa kiko gbogbo sile.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget the beginning of the sermon.
Was
that Jesus, the previous verses, beginning of the verse of this chapter 10 of St. Mark.
Mark
Jesus was facing marriage and divorce issue.
Mohammed
said he has something that was tricky to meet after that. That was the rich young ruler. Came to him to find eternal life. And when he met with eternal life, I was told what to do
not
to have this eternal life. He went away before the presence of eternal life sorrowful, because he had great possession. And when he went away from the presence of eternal life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ,
then
Jesus turned around and looked at the disciples. Oh, how hard it is for a rich man to enter heaven. For it is easier for the head of a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. And this thing caught the disciples suddenly, and then the Bible said that when they had this, they were marveled greatly. And they were saying among one another, who then can be saved? Then Jesus spoke at them.
Jesus wa wo won.
This thing is not impossible for God. It may be impossible for man, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then the next verse, Peter then asked him, Master, we have left all and we are following you.
It's
going to be our gain. But the bank said, Peter was so carried away with the work of the Lord, because Jesus has manifested the Messiah sign. So he was so carried away, he has forgotten entirely that he had left father, mother, wife, children, house, everything, following Jesus.
So tele Jesus.
Don't forget that they forsook all. And they were following him. But the man said, they were so convinced. Jesus called them. Don't forget it was Jesus that invited them. Yeah, he never said so. Jesus invited them himself. Because they couldn't come to him like that. Unless he invited them. Because there are people that wanted to would be followers. Yes. One came to him. Said, Master, I would like to follow you. Wherever you go. Jesus said, foxes have holes. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. And the Son of Man had no place to lay, he said. But remember, for you to know that it was ordination. After John the Baptist introduced Jesus a second time, when he was walking towards him, Jesus pointed, John pointed to Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And the Bible said, the two disciples that had him, they left John, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned around and look at them following. So they follow. So what do you see? Say, Master, where do you dwell? He said, he told them, come and see. And they followed him because it was late in the night. Then they dwell with him all through the night. Then the following morning, the Bible made us to know that one of those disciples,
Andrew,
the junior brother of Peter, he first findeth his brother and told him, we have found the Messiah that the prophet spoke of. Don't forget, Peter, that our father taught us how we should be able to identify the Messiah. Because many false prophets will come before him and do so much great things to sweep away people. When you see him, you recognize him. Then Peter came to Jesus. When Peter came to Jesus, as soon as Jesus saw him, he said, Simon,
only one is Simon,
son of Jonas. From today,
you
shall be called Kephas. That one convinced Peter. Philip went after Nathaniel, his friend. They have been studying the Bible together. So when he saw him, after he finished his prayer,
because
you have found him, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Because these people have been taught the scriptures. Nathaniel said, could there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? There's no need of argument. Just come and see. When Nathaniel came, Jesus was on the prayer line. When he finished, he told Peter to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no bad guy. Nathaniel said, Rabbi, when thou knewest
me,
15 miles away, when you are praying, before Philip come and call you, I saw you. That convinced Nathaniel. Truly, thou art the Christ, the King of Israel. Oh, because you have seen this, you are going to see greater things.
Our
prophet said, these men have been taught the scriptures. All that they were after is just to see the manifestation of the Messiah. So they followed him. And the problem is telling you and me here, what they did there, that they followed him when they forsook all. The problem said, the same thing we should do today. The same thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They were so convinced. So they forsook all. That's why they first have to forsake their fishing net. Their occupation. Because they saw the manifestation of the Messiah. He was designing the thoughts of the hearts of the people. They were so convinced. And they left all.
But
God said, look at that feeding immoral woman anywhere. That woman of
Samaria.
Just saw a young man. A Jew. Sitting by the well. And he told her, woman, give me water to drink. She looked at him. So what are you talking about?
We
Samaritans and Jews. We have segregation. We don't have things in common. Jesus told us, if you know who is speaking to you ask me for water, that you will come here again to fetch water.
Then
she look around. You don't even have the road to take any water from here. Are you greater than our father? Jacob, who dug this well? He drank. His animals drink. Now here you are, don't have any
doro.
Go call your husband. And she replied, I don't have any husband. Jesus said, you have had five husbands. The sixth one you are living with is not your husband. Because of this, you have spoken the truth. That really convinced
him.
Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. For the Messiah cometh. When he comes, he will do this thing that you are drawn. Jesus said, I that speaks to you, I am he. Yes, sir. Jesus was not just ordinary prophet. He was God prophet. The God of all the prophets. By this, she let out denominational water pot and ran to the city. Come see a man who have told me all that ever done in my life.
Robert
said, if Jesus could do one thing in our life, that means Jesus knows all things. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why the Bible made us to know. In the message of the hour, which God promised, the Holy Ghost baptism in this last days, and the former and the latter rain together to rain upon us. If this is a right, it is worth forsaking everything and then following. God help you. God help me. It's worth following. Not only that, it's worth dying for. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is what the Bible made us to know. That is what God required from you and me. If the disciples were convinced and they left all and were following him, they forsook all. But he promised them, no man that leaves father and mother and wife and brothers and sisters and houses and lands and children for my sake will receive persecution, but at the end eternal life. That is more than any other thing to them. Eternal life at the end of this life journey is worth forsaking all. May God give us revelation of this thing. That's why you must forsake your idea. You must forsake your own thoughts. You must forsake your own reasoning. That is the only way you can ever follow Christ. Forsake it all. Forsake your worldliness. Forsake your foolishness. So that's the only way you can follow Christ. May God help us. Let's see our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us see our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 141. I'm not waiting for you. Paragraph 141, please. You should know the place now. Paragraph 141. We are speaking on 62 January 23. God bless you. Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now you talk about somebody forsaking something. Let's look what Jesus forsook for us.
Amen.
Because of you. Because of me. Let's see what he forsook. This little time.
nitori akoko kekere.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus gave up everything.
Jesus fun ani ohun gbogbo.
He had a home in heaven.
O ni ile lorun.
And he gave up his home in heaven.
O si fi ile re lorun fi sile.
And came to the earth.
O wa sinu aye yi.
And did not even have a place to lay his head.
O be ti o te wa nibi ti.
That's right.
Le ninu aye yi.
He became so low.
O
so poor.
O die ni o to si
to be. He didn't even have a bed to sleep in.
O be ti o ni ti ko ni ibusun ti o fori le o.
Foxes.
Awon
as dead.
Kolokolo ati eye.
And the birds have nests.
Won ni ibi ti won fori
o le. But the son of man.
Bo omo eniyan.
Don't even have a place to lay his head. But what did he get? What did Jesus get for that? He got raised up high, so high. He has to look down to see heaven. He came to the world through the lowest name that could be taken in the world. He had the lowest name. Through the lowest name was called
Beelzebub.
When they saw him discerning the spirits there, they said, he's a fortune teller. He is a Beelzebul, a devil. They call our Lord Jesus Christ a devil. If they call the master of the house a devil, what do you expect them to call you and me? The disciples who are following him today. That's why the prophet is admonishing you and me. We should not go out with hand down face. We should be ready to bear whatever name the people call us. If truly you are forsaking all your old friend, your old associates, your friends that might influence you wrongly to the word of God. Oh my. If you young boy guess, you young boys and girls, if you forsake your friendship, listen. Bad company corrupt good manners. It's in your hands. You hear it in church. You hear it at home. And we are those two. It's in our hands. What the Bible says, it is a very hard thing that when somebody is in the world and now you have clubs, you have no society, you have all kinds of things, people that you play golf with, people that you play card with, people that you play Ludo with, people that you play draft with, your neighbors around you. When you say you give your life to Christ, somebody said it will be hard for them to understand you. Say, you must forsake your old friends. May God help us, church. You young boys and girls, two weeks ago, I believe. Brother Adeyemi was at home to preach.
No,
he preached. When you are playing out there, the thing we have tried to correct you and told your parents about. Listen to me. Children, you are here this afternoon. Who's ever made such a statement? Are you alright? You know yourself. But then was shocked. Who could that be?
Okay,
we have connected them before. But because of environment in your school or among your neighbor's children, that is why you parents don't turn your children loose anyhow among neighbors. Are you all right? It's a foul language. It's a foul language. Little Billy Paul, about 6 years. No, sorry. Joseph Graham. They were at the dining table one morning. He made a certain foul statement. The mother almost sink.
Wow, fairly wallet.
No, be say.
Willie
Joseph.
Joseph.
What is that?
The
innocent boy. He didn't know what he was saying. But you are grown up more than that. May God help you. What
do
you mean of that? Are you alright? That kind of language among your classmates. It should not be found among you at all. That is not this old mother's son. Your Sunday school teachers are teaching you. May God help you. May God help you. You are listening to me this afternoon. May God help us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I hope that is going well. I believe you should understand us here. I went somewhere in my missionary journey this year. I was just preaching. I was just asking the children. And I pointed to one boy. You see, sometimes parents are always annoyed or take offense against preachers. Against preacher. I just said, you stand up. I said, what's your name? He told me his name. He said, can you tell me the sixth gospel? The fifth gospel in the Bible? He was looking at me. I said, sit down. I asked a mother, sister, can you tell me the fifth gospel in the Bible? The papa of this boy got offended. May God help us. It should not be like that. When the preacher is trying to correct your children, may God help you, mothers. May God help you, fathers. What if an answer preacher come here? If an answer preacher come here and point to any of these boys or girls and ask them a question. Because he has your daughter or your son now. You get offended, something is wrong with you. You should know better. Children should know better. Family altar. Family altar. You are not taught that. Sunday school, you are not taught that. Do you think you come to church to play? God help us. Alright, let's move on. So our Lord Jesus, he was called Beelzebub. Fortune teller. A Beelzebub or a fortune teller is a devil. The lowest of all names. He went to the holy city, the lowest city, and the smallest man in the city looked down on top of him. That is Zacchaeus. May God help you.
Hallelujah.
May God help me. Way down, he sure did. He had the lowest name that there was in the earth. He was come to the world with an illegitimate. That was it. That was it. Quote now, illegitimate. You are a bastard.
You
have to know, we know how your mama born you. You are born out of holy wedlock. Jesus had that to contend with. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He forsook his heavenly place and came to take that kind of a name. But God gave him a name above every name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. All the families in heaven, all the families on earth, his name Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee bow, witches bow, demons bow, Satan bow. All The name above all names in heaven and earth is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. He forsook, but he was rewarded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came to the earth, creator of heavens and earth, and he had nothing to eat. Satan tempted him, fasting for us. He fasted for us. And after his fasting, now, Satan came to tempt him. May God help us.
Hallelujah.
He fasted 40 days and 40 nights to prepare himself for the work he has to do. When he was praying for you and me in St. John chapter 17, St. John chapter 17,
he
said, I sanctify myself for their sakes. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. Praise be to God. For you and me, he fasted for us, and he was tempted. And Satan told him, if you be the Son of God, commanded that this stone be turned to bread. When he was talking with that woman at the well, disciples had gone to buy food. By the time they came back now, they were surprised that he was talking with a woman. And they hid themselves in that corner. Our master, talking with a woman. A single woman. They were waiting. This time around,
we
are going to catch him. Go call your husband. And the woman said, I have none.
Hey,
that one hit their heart.
Hey,
he has failed in this one. Jesus can never fail. Because his word is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away. When the woman said, I had no husband,
he
said, yes, you have had five. The sixth one you are living with is not your husband. Because of that, you have spoken the truth. That one called the woman. He said, oh. See, the apostles, the disciples, they were looking for those things. So they were so convinced.
Oh,
this Messiah sign truly is worth forsaking all to follow him. Church, may God help us. Meanwhile, now the Bible says, Master, eat. Master, eat. He said, I have food that you don't know anything about. My food is to do the will of him that sent me. Church, may God help you. May God help me. May God help every one of us. Yes, sir. I came to do the will of my Father, which sent me. And what they said here to you and me, the Father that sent Jesus went in Jesus. And the Jesus that sent you and me today goes in us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here on earth, 147. Here on earth, he had no shelter. They said, no place, no house. Nothing belonged to him. But you know what? He became a shelter for every one of us. I hope you get that one. That he became a shelter for us. God made him a shelter for the whole human race. A shelter is a place of refuge. And Jesus is our refuge. Not only our refuge, he's our strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's our protection. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our hiding place. And let me remind you again this afternoon. Our promise said, if Jesus or if God is your shield, how can the devil hit you? Oh, we have a place of security. That is what Jesus became for you and me.
Oh,
glory be to God.
Baba
said people are talking about shelter. Listen, fallout shelter. Fallout shelter. Yeah, listen to fallout shelter. It means a thick walled building. A thick walled building. Thick, very thick walled building. Usually under the ground. Built so that people can keep away from dust. After a nucleus explosion. Listen, church. There's no shelter that is safe. That human being can build. He said, but thank God. Jesus is our shelter. He said, because those places that they build underground,
they
don't now. No matter what. Thomas said, when the bomb, when it goes only 150 feet,
Thomas,
if you hit that something, first one, hit 150 this way,
fit,
hit 150 this way, first one, fit, hit 150 this way, hit 150 that way.
Let me see. Your babu go reje.
Have a mind. Deep in the ground. But thank God, we got a shelter. Christ is our shelter. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He gave up his sonship, Jesus. Between him and the Father, 151, my brother. To be made for us. To be made sin for us. Did you know that? He was made sin for us. Who knew no sin? That because of his, because of that, we might become the very righteousness of God. What else again? It's wonderful. It's worth forsaking to follow him. Oh, he knew no sin. He became sin for us. Our sin was placed upon him. He gave up the sonship. To become sin. Now he can make sinners sons and daughters.
Let me add that one.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
That is the good part. To take sinners and make sons and make daughters. Is that wonderful? So if you are here this afternoon, you have not yet made up your mind to repent genuinely from your heart, to accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Oh, recognize what he did for you and me on the cross of Calvary. And you surrender yourself through genuine baptism. Two genuine repentance. And then you are baptized in water. Yeah, if you will not feel with the Holy Ghost. God help us, brothers and sisters. Oh, what a privilege. Proverbs 152, God won't be undersold on anything. God bless you, sir. No, sir. You can't do this because God sees to it. His son became sin offering that he might buy now, take sinners and make sons of God out of them. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, oh, no man can come to me except my Father which sent me draw him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful thing that is. Yes, sir. He gave his strength. He became weak. He might be our strength. Thank you, Lord. He is our all sufficient strength. We don't need no other strength but the strength of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He is my strength. From day to day. Without him, I will fall.
Somebody
said that is what the poor said. Yeah, it's wonderful. That is our strength. We are weak.
But
he is strong. Jesus. Keep me from all wrongs. Oh, yes, sir. We are weak and strong.
Church,
may God help us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What you forsake, for whatever you
pursue,
man, forsake the world. Forsake your own ideas. Forsake your doubts. Forsake your frustration. Forsake it. And receive it. Believe it. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you say, now, is this so? Is the days of miracle past? Forsake that kind of idea. Believe it. Somebody said, is Jesus really the healer? Oh, you come and test it first. You will know that whether he's a healer or not. For his believing children, look, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. So he's our healer. He paid it for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's still filled with the Holy Ghost today. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is wonderful, you know. Praise the Lord. All right. What else did Jesus forsake? 168. What else did he forsake? He gave. And forsake his own life. He gave his life to save yours and mine. Greater love hath no man than this, that a friend should lay his life down for his friend. Think of it. Let's be sincere. What earthly friend can lay his life down for his other friend? No one. Even hardly. Even for a husband. To say, I want to lay down my life for my wife. Except something in him. Know that this is my bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Genuine agape love. But a man said, I can even die for me than my wife. He said it with all his heart. May God help us. He said, No greater love.
Had
no man than this. That a man should lay down his life for his friend. I lay down. Have power to lay down. And have power to take it up again. No man take that power from me. That is why. When he went to Calvary. He died. He was buried. Within 72 hours, it's not even up to 30 hours. Oh, yes. Sorry, yes. No, Friday afternoon. Sunday morning. Friday evening. Good Friday. Early morning. On Sunday, praise God.
Hallelujah.
The angel of the Lord came down from heaven and broke the Roman sea. Because the scripture says, I will not leave his soul in hell.
Emi ki o fi okan re sile ni orun apa.
Neither leave the his body.
Beni mo ni fi agbara re sile.
To see corruption.
Lati ri idibaje.
We know that corruption set in within 72 hours.
Asimo pe ni wakati mejileladorin ni idibaje ma wole
sara. Early morning on Sunday before dawn, Jesus rose from the dead to give unto us eternal life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The one that raised Lazarus, even the body already rotting, forsaking all. May God help us, church. That is the God we are talking about. That is the God we are serving. Is he the same God today? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it up again. Because that he gave his life, he didn't have to lay it down. He did it willingly. He didn't have to do it. But he did it willingly. Because he could save you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is he not worth leaving everything to forsake, forsaking everything to follow him? Oh, God help us. And now, he's the only one that can save you. There is nothing else
that
can save you. I know there is a denomination that says that their church saves you. You are not saved. You are saved by the church, they say. But you are saved by Jesus Christ.
Or
you are lost. Anyone that takes that, no, that something upon himself is an antichrist. An antichrist. Because no church died for any man. Jesus died for the sin of the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
And
who said that believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not his son to condemn the world, but that by the through him the world might be saved. That is what Jesus Christ did for you
and me
on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. 171, brother. Now, I think that today, while we are closing, that it behooves us that we will give our life and our own and forsake everything that is worldly, everything that is ungodly, all of our unbelief and everything to get to follow him like those disciples did. Church, may God help us. Brethren, we thank God for your business. May God continue to bless your business. But when you are employing female, ungodly girls wearing trousers in your business just for advertisement, and you cannot tell about Jesus Christ, God be merciful to you. You may not like me because of that, but I have to tell you. I know the place is silent. God help you. Just because of money. Because of popularity. So that, you know, when you employ a non-believer girl, you are in charge. Because of money. Stinking naira. Forsake your worldliness. Forsake your unbelief. Forsake your own ideas. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid to say it. please, I'm wrong. Come and correct me.
Timoba kuna. Wa Tommy sona.
God help you.
Olorun lowo.
God help me.
Olorun mi lowo.
Forsake our unbelief. Everything to get to follow him. Like those disciples did. Wouldn't you like to do that? Follow him for what for? To see his great signs of his coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Let's close with this by saying this. Let's have you the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, oh my. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that that statement is so hard for people now to take. Listen. The Jews.
I want Jew.
And Samaritans.
Ati awon ara Samaritan.
They were looking for the signs of the Messiah.
Won reti ami Messiah.
Please, 2:14. 2:14. 2:14. 2:15 now. And the man manifested himself as the Messiah. In telling Peter, the one he gave the keys to the kingdom, and to Nathaniel, and the blind Bartimaeus, when his faith stopped him, and the woman with the issue of blood, and so forth to the Jews. But here he is now before the Samaritans. And he comes to the Samaritans to make himself manifest, to make himself known as the true Messiah. Now, for hundreds of years, both Jews and Samaritans have believed that there was coming a Messiah. So if the Messiah was on earth, it is up to the Messiah to make himself, to manifest himself. Now, this is the Gentiles' time.
Always
say we have 2,000 years of scruples, ups and downs. Organizations, ins and outs.
226.
Now here, we have 2,000 years. The Holy Ghost has fallen upon us. We spoke in tongues and saw signs and wonders and so forth. Now the last sign that Abraham saw before the promised son returned was manifesting himself in a body that could eat. By predicting and showing the same signs that Jesus showed when he was here to be
Messiah.
Now, Jesus prophesied and said it will be that way. And friends, now it is the hour. Now, it is the hour. We see the Messiah's sign manifesting in this our day, in the life and ministry of our prophet, William Marion Braham. None ever failed. Yes, sir. Now, brothers and sisters, it is worth forsaking all to follow him. Hallelujah. Not only follow him, when it comes to death, persecution, shall I go to heaven, be kind to heaven on a flowery bed of yeast, while others fought to win the prize and say through bloody seas? Hallelujah. Must be soldiers of the cross. You are filled with the Holy Spirit to be enlisted into this army of the living God to fight the battles. The battle is not yours. The battle is not mine. But the Holy Ghost is the one that is the victor. Because that's why Jesus win won the battle over Satan.
He
has no power. He has no right over any of God's children, sons and daughters of God, that are filled with the Holy Spirit. No legal right whatsoever. Let come, let go what may. The gates of hell will fight tooth and
nail,
but they can never prevail. Heaven and earth will pass away. What came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ will never pass away unfulfilled. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. Forsaking all, let me advise you. Like Brother Sam said in the morning, this has come to my house since yesterday. Let me say this. Please don't come here on Wednesday evening. And then you want to make a new year resolution. Don't do it. It will never work. Just come to God. Lay your soul at the altar of mercy. And say, God, be merciful to me. I cannot do anything. What I promised last year, I failed. Lord, look upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me. I surrender myself unto you. This coming year, 2026, in the next few minutes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Tomorrow morning, when is the break? It's a failure. All we need is Christ. All we need is grace. All we need is mercy. Lord, I am forsaking all.
But
let me say also before we close, don't make it a tradition. Every midnight, crossover night, the line will fire from here. Pass the door there. Pass to that side. Pass to that side of
existence.
That's all. January, Lord's Supper, you know go come. February, you know go come. March, you know go come. Until December 2026. If Christ tarries, I'll spare life. That is not the thing. Get the Holy Ghost. Come into the body of Christ. Be enlisted into that invisible union of the bride of Christ. That we settle it. May God bless you, my brothers. May God help you, my sisters. I'm not a preacher. I'm just what I am. By the grace of God, let us bow our heads. Forsaking all. Forsaking all. Have you forsaken all? If not, why not? God is grace, and grace alone is all that you need. Is all that I need. Lord, help me. Help me. I cannot do anything of my own. I can do nothing of my own. I can do nothing of my own. I confess to you, Holy Spirit, I can do compromising. Help me, Lord. Worldliness. Unbelief. Doubt. Reasoning. I can't do nothing. I surrender all. I confess to you. Oh, Spirit Divine. Come and help me. I confess to you, Holy Spirit, I can do nothing. brothers and sisters,
arakunrin ati arabinrin,
teenagers,
eyin odo lagba,
youths,
eyin odo,
boys and girls,
arakunrin ati arabinrin,
that have reached the age of accountability,
to ti tomo to ti le ni omo odun
mejila, why should you continue to harden your heart against the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Si irere Jesu Oluwa.
What else do you want God to do for you? Let me remind you of a sermon that the prophet spoke this. I'm still young, I will give my life to Christ next year or whatever. How do you know you're going to see next year? Even next month. Even tomorrow. You don't own your life. You don't own your life. I don't own my life. The owner of your soul can call it anytime. But if God is still showing mercy, sparing your life, that you might make your way right, why not come? Why you and your right senses? Say, God be merciful to me. I can do nothing of my own. I confess to you,
Jesus,
Spirit Divine. Let's commit ourselves to the hands of the Lord. Don't let this hour pass you by. It's the only help we have. It is the only help. But the Bible says, how can you say you have the Holy Spirit of God in you? That wrote this Bible, and you are still doing things contrary to what the Holy Ghost wrote down in His Bible. But the Bible says, something is wrong somewhere. All those things that are civil wrong. Drinking, smoking, gambling, card playing, ludo playing, draft playing, worldliness. It's too hard for you to forsake your worldly friends. I don't need to speak further. Let the Holy Ghost take charge of your soul. Think on these things. As we dismiss, I call on this associate pastor.
If there be somebody that see want God to help him or her, and you want to be remembered in prayer, you should never be tired of asking. As long as we have need. The fountain of God is inexhaustible. The prophet said, even if God is tired of listening, then He will have to worry him because he will continue to knock until he opens. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have heard in conclusion of this message that your servant has taken for quite some time now, forsaking all. What to request of us is to forsake all so that we can possess all. You want us to give up everything that is not like you, even including things that we cherish most.
but your word disapproves of it. That is the only way that we can reign with you at the end of this life journey. That we can be joint heir with you. That we can possess all the blessings that heaven holds. Gracious eternal Father, having followed this sermon for some time, with the way the inspiration has taken your servant from level to level, we have heard, and Lord, the decision is ours. I pray, dear Father, this evening, that none of the things that we have been corrected on will continue to be in our life.
Amen.
May your grace come upon us to rise above every one of those shortcomings and failures.
Amen.
May your spirit work upon us, dear Father.
Amen.
May none of us fall short of your expectations, Father.
Amen.
Lord, the things that we have heard in this series of sermons, may the Holy Spirit cement them in our hearts.
Amen.
This evening, O God, since your word has spoken unto us, it was the thing that Jesus Christ gave up so that he can save us, so that we can be delivered from the hands of the enemy. The things he has to forsake, he forsook his throne, forsook his pleasure, he forsook, Lord, a place of no sickness, no hunger, a bliss, Lord, to be in the midst of angels and be praised day and night. He left all that to come to this earth for our sake. Dear Jesus, and he suffered like no man has ever suffered. And after he has done all this and he has given unto us the opportunity to have the victory and to be joint heir with him, to share in his throne, dear Father, and he has given instruction unto us through his word of how to reach that place. And we have heard your word. We will not fall short of this, dear Father.
Amen.
I pray that you will open our eyes, Lord. Take away unbelief from us. Take away doubt from us. Take away our personal opinion and ideas from us. Deliver us from ourselves. Give us victory over self. Your prophet said the greatest enemy he had is William Arrow Brown. Lord, and the greatest enemy that we have as individuals is ourselves. Lord, it's always difficult for man to forsake his ideas because we always believe that our ideas are very fine. Be gracious unto us, Father.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
We look up unto you, O God, that when this life will come to its end, maybe a time for us of a testimony. That, Lord, we are privileged to sit and hear your word undiluted. And it has done something great in our life to bring us to that place where you have gone to prepare. May that be the testimony of every one of us, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, righteous Father. Whatever be the desires of individuals, be it more of you, whichever way it is, O living God, be it deliverance for one thing or the other. You are the only one that knows what each of the desires and the needs are. Thou art God that seeth every heart. May you answer the request of each one.
Amen.
Grant us the desires of our heart. Meet us at the point of our needs, Father. And all the blessings we have received today, may your spirit water them in our heart. May the enemy not succeed to pick any of them out of our heart, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant that you have used wonderfully, Lord, virtue has left him. We ask that you bless him. We ask that you recall him, that you renew his strength and lift up the horn of his ministry. And everywhere the saints have gathered today, whether in conventions, whether in church services, and your blessings have come down, may these blessings ever remain with each and every one of
Amen.
Us. Thank you, dear Father.
Thank you.
Your children you have used in one way or the other today to make the services of today a blessing, reward each one accordingly, Father.
Amen.
In whichever capacity that you have used them, may none of us ever lose our reward.
Amen.
Grant this, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. servant that went to Bakatari has come back. May you bring him safely.
Amen.
The one that went to Kaduna, when he'll be coming back tomorrow, grant him safe flight.
Amen.
And not joining my sister Ibadan also.
Amen.
Lord, and the rest of the people that have traveled for convention here and there, whether it's your Kaduna or other places, we pray that your blessings will accompany them to their home.
Amen.
Thank you, Eternal Father. The few days that's remaining this year, just between now and Wednesday, may your protection be mighty upon us.
Amen.
May your grace be sufficient unto us.
Amen.
Shield us from the blasts of the enemy, dear Amen. Father. Thank you, righteous Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate you for so much you have done for us this year.
Yes, Lord.
Both physically and spiritually. Lord, we don't want to end the year with any bad record. If there be anyone, O living God, that needs things to straighten in their life, may you be gracious unto your children.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
We worship you and we magnify your name.
Yes.
As we go back to our homes, you brought us safely in the morning. Take us back home safely, Father.
Amen.
Give us a peaceful, Lord, night rest, dear Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful. By the time we come back here on Wednesday evening for the watch night, may we all come with your grace and your blessings and your mercy to rejoice in your presence. And to enter into new year with a clean heart, O Father, and with a fresh determination.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
For hearing and granting our petitions, since we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. We go home with these blessings. And on Wednesday, we are to be seated 7 o'clock. If you have a special, pass the request to the deacons on time. So that it will be planned for. If you have a prayer request, write it before that service. As you enter church, submit it. So it will be easy to plan on. We already have the time allotted for each of the items. I will not exceed it. So if you don't come late, and what we have on ground has already filled the time, that young is going to be a carryover to the new year. If it is a prayer request, we can lay hands on it and pray over it. That whatever you have written there, that the Lord will grant it unto you. In Jesus Christ's name. So thank God you are already saying the Amen. So even the unwritten prayer request is already receiving answers. God bless you. I want us to sing an hymn before we sing the closing one.
Shall we write?
917. I gave my life for thee.
Mo fi aye mi fun o.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom me and be king from that. Oh, I gave my life for thee. Oh, is between Christ and we. Christ is telling us what he has done. And he's asking us, what have you done? May the Lord be our help. 605. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
Jesus, mo fe je Christian ninu okan mi.
Oh Lord.